up, people? Hope all is good with you all, folks. You're listening to the Better Architecture Podcast with Shubhan M. And a warm welcome to episode 2 of the very first season of the talks titled Diversify Please. So, in the last episode, we talked about how there is no harm in going for an alternative career choice if architectural practice is something you'd not be interested in. And that's fine. I mean, I can understand this because as an architect myself, I have always steered away from working the standard job in the design studio. Not that I didn't try, I have worked as a junior architect, but only for a few brief months before I realized that this isn't what I can happily do for long and moved on to doing whatever came my way. Now, if I talk about myself, I have worked a plethora of jobs till date, mostly in the domain of design media. However, the journey has been riddled with uncertainties for me because I had no plan of action at hand. For me, it was just going along with whatever came my way. Obviously, I took it up because I have an interest in that particular subdomain. Now, with this model of going along whatever comes your way, there are advantages and disadvantages. And to be honest, the disadvantages exceed the advantages. So, while I can comfortably say that I have a wide array of experience in multiple subdomains of architecture profession, the economic stability is hard to achieve. As a free agent, there have been months where I've been on top of the walls and there have been dry stretches in the runway as well. So that's that. Now, if you look at this from the societal perspective, I could afford to go unplanned for a few years because there weren't any strings on me. Not until when I started growing older and responsibility started appearing. After that, even for me, it was imperative to plan it out and chalk the path ahead. And that's what I was talking about all this while, because not everyone can afford to simply go along, you know? The stakes are high and the risks are heavy. So there are only so many years after graduation that you can go vagabond, say, live out your footloose world at your own whims and fancies, right? Once you get older, you have a family to start, parents to take good care of, and man, that demands economic stability. Now, many of you are actually tired and fucked up with this thing that you are studying, this thing called architecture. Yeah, the investment is too high and the returns far too low for it to suffice. I know that many of you are trying your best to escape or at least thinking of it. This feeling can be termed as drapetomania, meaning, within quotes, the maddening urge to run away. And running away is justified. Like I said, it's your life, you paid for that degree, so you get to decide what to do with it. However, getting licensed is important. With respect to this, let me read out another relevant comment from the Architect forum that I referred to in the last episode. Donna Singh says, and I quote, "Well, to me, this is one more reason to get licensed. Even if I leave architecture, which I'm slowly doing in my career right now, being a registered architect means I always have a connection, practically and emotionally. It feels good." A no-nonsense advice at this point from my end. Go get licensed. You have invested 5 years for a degree. Legalize it. There is an awesomely huge ignorant lot of people in India, mostly young ones, who be like, why will we pay the council for if they ain't doing anything? Yeah, okay, at some level I do agree with this argument, but you've got to understand that the council is a part of a national bureaucratic setup and systems don't change in months or even years. If you look at it that way, at least the Council of Architecture is moving, unlike the Indian Institute of Architects, right? So, yeah. Cut down on two parties worth of booze and get registered. Stop being so short-sighted, get licensed, you never know what comes your way. That license in India comes pretty cheap. 6,000 rupees for 10 years, that's 600 rupees or around $8 a year. Y'all will thank me later. Go get licensed. Now moving on with our discussion of professional diversification. So what do you actually need to do to run out? Plan. Plan your escape route and keep options. Plan A, plan B, plan C even just as a failsafe. Plan it well in advance, piece it out, frame the game, and one fine morning, take the jump. That jump will take years of preparation before though, and that is why time is of utmost importance, and so is having a very clear understanding of yourself, your needs, your demands, and what gives you happiness. If you want to do IAS or IPS, start studying second year onwards. Those UPSC type exams take the maximum hard work and dedication, you see. If you want to open a business or you want to go corporate, prepare for CAT from your third or fourth year. Whatever it be, plan it out. at least think it out in your head, because plans do tend to go sideways, you know. I hope you remember Murphy's Law. Whatever can go wrong, will go wrong. Keep that in mind. Remember that you're studying architecture and it literally takes the juice out of your brain and body. And that's why planning, that's why time management, and that's why the provision of options, so that you don't find yourself standing on quicksand if things go sideways. Chalk out the doables, do your research thoroughly, give attention to the details because the God himself resides there. And keep a lot of determination in store, keep courage because you will need it to deal with the failures, keep time at hand because you have already invested 5 years in bachelor's and time is less. In this part of the world, you'll be asked to start a family and give your parents grandkids and stuff as soon as you hit that 27-30 mark, so manage your time. Next, save money. Save up as much as possible. Salaries will be low, but save up, cut those extra parties and invest those hours in planning your next move. Stay at home, study, or seed, gate, cat, whatever, and save to the last rupee. Your 2-year-old self will thank you for the savings and the hours not wasted. I'll bet on it. Now, I'm confidently saying all this because I didn't do almost any of the above. I planned everything save my own career graph and didn't save any money as well. Big bloody mistakes. I just hope y'all don't make those blunders like me. And again, get this clear in your head. You might want to leave architecture. Hell, you might want to come out of it completely. But architecture will never leave you. It sounds more cheesier than the delicious mozzarella, but if you have ever truly loved the subject, invested in it at any point of time, it will come back to you, involuntarily. Or rather, you'll come back to it. Like, you'll come back to your home every night from work. Similarly, you'll find yourself coming back to design on a regular basis. I mean, yeah, it's that addictive. Because by the end of 5 years, architecture will become a family to you. I mean, look at me right now. I had a lot of shit thrown at me all throughout the day. That's how most of my days go, and here I am, back to cussing architecture in this podcast, but back anyways, right? If you ask me why, because it's solace for me. It's peace. No matter what I do for a living, I'll always take a break if I find a beautiful facade and appreciate the beauty, and I'll always stop scrolling if I find a design story that I might find intriguing. And I'll always come back to design at the end of the day. Now, there are people, architects I mean, who have taken a detour in their career and have come right back to the profession after years. And as one Mr. Homme the Jura commented in the same thread that I've been referring to, I'm reading it out. We call such people boomerangs in my office, which applies not only to people who return from other farms after having left our farm earlier on, but also those who went back to school to get unrelated degrees or sought a different line of work. Such people here refers to those that got away or tried to get away but are drawn right back. So yes, all I'm saying is that if you have ever genuinely loved architecture, there are high chances that you'll come back to it at some point in the future. That you'll boomerang right back. But that's for later, you can think of coming back only if you diversify, right? And I can tell you this, if you choose your path correctly and work for it, you won't regret your decision. Another thing that is becoming common worldwide is something that I call the architecture couple strategy. It does sound cheeky for a podcast, but it happens actually. So architects mostly marry architects, or that is increasingly becoming the case. It's not a law, but something that happens and happens quite frequently. In that, what I felt is logical is that one partner diversifies and steers away towards something that gets good money. Another stays back and continues the practice and, say, opens a studio in due time, you see. Or does anything else within architecture. I mean, there is no baseline that you have to open your own studio. So, this way, you get good money and your connection to the world of design also is not broken. Now, it's on you to figure out who'd love to walk their own way out of this domain and who stays back. Lastly, in the next 2 episodes, I'll be specifically talking about 2 types of biases that exist in the market. One external that the industry puts on you, and another internal that you experience with yourself because the industry molds you in a certain set pattern typecast. Why will I talk about these? Because unless you understand these biases, these traps, you will always fall prey to people who will be using these to hold you back for their own gains, whereas you have the potential to do so much more. It is important to understand what factors you'll be up and running against if you have to break apart those typecasts and go do your thing. So, we are ending it here for this episode, summarizing the last two ones of this series for you. There's no harm in moving out. Your money, your degree, your choice. Plan your exit meticulously. You'll boomerang right back at architecture after a few years if you have loved architecture ever, but you do not need to focus on that right now. That's for later. So, I believe I have nothing more to say for today. That's all for this one, folks. Till the next time, cheers.